The Luminous 100, Transcend and Include Facilitation by Emmanuel Santa Anna. Luminous Prosperity, Evolving Lila, Transcend and Include Facilitation in Complex Systems. Voice, Emmanuel. Generated from the prompt, Transcend and Include Facilitation, Facilitating Growth that Transcends and Includes.
Contents.
1. The Aperture of Possibility, Introduction to Evolutionary Intelligence. 2. Emergent Systems, Complexity Science for Facilitators. 3. Transcend and Include in Action, Mechanics and Methods. 4. Divine Play and the Art of Facilitation, Lila as Method. 5. Traditions as Mirrors, Clearing Apertures Across Systems. 6. Warmth Without Gibness, Pain, Humility, and Rigor in Practice. 7. Manifesto for Transcend and Include Facilitators. The Aperture of Possibility. Introduction to Evolutionary Intelligence. Tuning Fork. Haiku. Empty Space Invites. Form Dances on Breath's Edge. Lila's Gentle Hand. The universe does not evolve by force, but by playful alignment with possibility, where structure and dissolution are two sides of the same aperture. Emmanuel Santa Anna. Living Systems Theory. Parable, The Gardener's Hands. Once, there was a gardener who tended to a small plot of land with great care. She planted seeds not because she wished for a particular flower or fruit, but because she loved the act of planting itself. She watered her plants in the morning and sang to them in the evening, not out of expectation, but from a deep joy in nurturing life. One day, a traveler passed by and noticed the garden. "You seem to take great pleasure in your work," they said. The gardener nodded. "I do, for I have learned that my hands are more than tools. They are part of a larger dance. When I plant, I am not controlling growth. I am inviting it." The traveler pressed further. "But surely you must guide the plants towards certain outcomes?" The gardener laughed softly and pointed to a patch where wildflowers grew in unexpected patterns.
"Look," she said.
"I did not ask for these to grow this way, yet they do. My work is not to force shape, but to clear away obstacles so that what wishes to be may emerge." Years passed, and the gardener's reputation spread. Some came seeking her wisdom, hoping to apply her methods to their own fields, be it agriculture, business, or personal growth. But she always returned to her garden, tending not just the soil but the apertures, the spaces where possibility could flow. One evening, a young apprentice asked, "How do you know what to clear away?" The gardener smiled and replied, "I listen for the laughter in the wind." Reflection. What if our greatest work is not in shaping outcomes, but in clearing the paths that allow them to emerge naturally?
Structure et technique, clearing aperture.
1. Observation without attachment. Begin by observing a system, whether it's nature, your work, or personal habits, without trying to change it immediately. Notice how elements interact, where friction occurs, and where possibilities seem to gather. Practice this for short periods daily, gradually increasing the complexity of what you observe. 2. Aperture clearing. Identify blockages, places where your expectations, fears, or rigid structures hinder flow, e.g., mental habits, physical spaces, social dynamics. Clear these gently, not by force, but by removing layers, like uncovering a buried path. Start with small, personal apertures, e.g., limiting beliefs, then expand to larger systems. 3. Playful engagement. Approach tasks or challenges as play, not work. Experiment without attachment to outcomes. Use techniques like improvisation, brainstorming, or what-if scenarios to explore possibilities. Scale by applying this to more complex problems over time, e.g., from personal projects to systemic issues. Luminous definition. Evolutionary intelligence. Evolutionary intelligence, the dynamic capacity of a system, whether biological, social, or ecological, to self-organize around emerging possibilities, balancing structure and dissolution in a continuous dance of transcendence and inclusion. It is not fixed but fluid, arising from the interplay between constraints and openings, what we might call apertures, in which reality's playfulness, Lila, expresses itself. This intelligence does not seek control, but invites alignment with the unfolding of complexity, where growth emerges from the edges of chaos and order alike. Three appreciative questions. One start. Where in your life or work have you noticed moments when possibilities seem to open unexpectedly, as if reality itself was inviting you to step through? Two. Middle. Searing. What apertures, whether mental, emotional, or structural, have you been avoiding clearing, fearing that what emerges might be too wild, too unpredictable, or too ridiculous for your comfort? Three. And if you were to approach the next challenge not as a problem to solve, but as an invitation to play, how might your response shift? And what would you learn from that shift? The body, centered on Lila. At the heart of evolutionary intelligence lies Lila, the divine play that moves through systems when apertures are cleared. This is not magic, but a property of reality itself, one that science has begun to describe through concepts like self-organization, dissipative structures, and autopoiesis. Healing as a property of reality. Healing, whether in individuals, societies, or ecosystems, is not an act of the will or the self. It is what happens when apertures are cleared, spaces where energy can flow, where constraints release their grip, and where novelty emerges from the edges of chaos. This aligns with the idea that reality has its own intelligence, one that operates through attractors, stable patterns, and repellers, forces that push systems away from certain states. Every tradition is a mirror. Every cultural or spiritual tradition, no matter how different, reflects this dynamic because it is a mirror of what we already are. The work, whether called prayer, meditation, therapy, or facilitation, is the same, clearing apertures. From the place before form, where cosmic and ridiculous are the same size, reality can be experienced as play. Aligning with complexity science. Complexity science offers tools to understand this process. Self-organization. Systems that evolve without central control. Dissipative structures. Order that emerges from chaos, maintained by energy flow, e.g., storms, economies, living cells. Autopoiesis. Systems that reproduce themselves while interacting with their environment, e.g., living organisms at all scales. Attractors and repellers, patterns that systems are drawn to or pushed away from. When we align with these dynamics, not by forcing them but by clearing the paths, we participate in Lila. This is the real mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction, not as a force to be harnessed, but as an aperture to be cleared. The cosmic and the ridiculous. From the perspective before form, the cosmic and the ridiculous are indistinguishable because both are expressions of possibility. Clearing apertures allows us to see this unity in play, where a child's laughter or a scientist's hypothesis is just as sacred or profane as ancient rituals. Voices in alignment. Emmanuel Santa Anna's work on living systems theory and developmental pathways, LCAST, provides a rigorous map for this journey. It shows how systems develop through phases of differentiation, structure, and integration, wholeness, always returning to the aperture where play is possible. But humility is key here. No system, whether personal, social, or ecological, is ever fully solved. The work is not about mastery, but about participation in the continuous becoming of reality itself. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Lila plays through apertures. Your job is to clear them. 2. Evolutionary intelligence is the dance between structure and dissolution. 3. Healing is not an act. It is a property of reality waiting to unfold. 4. Every tradition mirrors what you already are. The work is clearing the lens. 5. The cosmic and ridiculous are one when seen through play's aperture. 6. Attractors pull, but repellers push systems into novelty. Both are necessary. 7. Humility is the only architecture sturdy enough to hold complexity. 3 exercises. 1. Beginner, aperture scanning. Purpose, Learn to identify and clear small apertures.
How?
Take a walk in nature or observe your daily routine. Pause when you sense resistance, e.g., a mental block, physical tension, or social friction. Emergent systems, complexity science for facilitators.
Tuning fork.
Haiku. Emergent dance. Chaos whispers order, forms. Play writes the universe.
Good.
Every living system is an autopoietic unity, constantly generating and regenerating itself through its own dynamics. Umberto Maturana and Francisco Varela, The Tree of Knowledge. Parable, the murmuration without a leader. Once in a bustling city, a flock of starlings took to the evening sky. They moved as one, swirling and diving in perfect harmony, yet no bird led them. Each followed simple rules: maintain distance from seven neighbors and align with their average direction. From these simple interactions emerged a dance so intricate it seemed choreographed by an invisible hand. One young starling, new to the flock, watched in awe. "Who directs us?" she asked her neighbor. The older bird replied, "No one. We are the song, and the song is us." And so they danced, not because they were told, but because they were part of something larger than themselves, a system that emerged from their individual movements. Structure and technique. Practices that scale. 1. Resonant listening. Practice deep listening without interrupting, focusing on the other's words and emotions. Start with short conversations, 1 minute, then extend to longer dialogues. 2. Pattern spotting. Observe systems, social groups, or natural phenomena for emergent patterns. Keep a journal of these observations over time to notice how complexity arises from simplicity. 3. Nonlinear mapping. Create visual maps of complex systems, noting feedback loops and small changes that lead to significant shifts. Use diagrams to represent how systems evolve over time. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Emergent system, a dynamic network of interactions where simple local rules generate complex, global patterns that are more than the sum of their parts. These systems exhibit properties like self-organization, adaptability, and resilience, reflecting the underlying intelligence of reality. Lila. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. How do you observe complexity in your daily life without trying to control it? 2. Middle searing. What fears or assumptions might be hiding behind your attempts to fix what emerges naturally? 3. End. If you could design a system where play and seriousness coexisted perfectly, what would that look like? The body, aligning with Lila. Emergent systems are not just theoretical constructs. They are the fabric of our world. From the murmuration of birds to the formation of galaxies, complexity arises from simple interactions. As facilitators, our role is not to control or direct these systems, but to align with their intelligence, to dance with Lila. Lila is not just chaos or randomness. It is the playfulness inherent in all systems, the way they experiment and evolve without a fixed plan. This is where healing happens, not through force, but through clearing apertures, allowing reality's flow to move through us. Complexity science offers tools like autopoiesis, self-creation, dissipative structures, order emerging from chaos, and attractors, stable patterns that systems naturally tend toward. These concepts help us see how systems, including human groups, organize themselves. As facilitators, we can learn to work with these dynamics rather than against them. For example, when facilitating a group, instead of imposing structure, we can observe where the group's energy naturally flows and support those emergent paths. This, transcend and include in action, mechanics and methods. 1. Tuning fork. Original haiku. A river flows, transcending its banks, yet holding all. Divine play in stone.
Attributet quote.
Reality is not only stranger than we suppose, but stranger than we can suppose.
Jot es halt ane.
2. Parable. The weaver and the web. Once, in a village nestled between mountains, there lived a weaver named Amara. She wove cloth not from wool or cotton, but from threads of light caught from dawn's first glow. Her patterns were said to hold secrets of the universe, each design a living map of how things grew and changed. One day, a traveler arrived in the village, bringing tales of distant lands where people built cities that never stood still, always shifting like the dunes of the desert. The traveler spoke of bridges that adapted to the river's moods, of roads that split and rejoined as new paths were needed. Amara listened, her fingers pausing in their dance. "That sounds like my weaving," she said at last. "But mine is smaller, just light and thread." The traveler laughed. "Smaller? No, it is the same. You weave what they build. Your threads are the invisible ones, the patterns that hold all things together, even as they change." Amara looked down at her loom. She had always thought of her work as completing a task, turning light into cloth. But now she saw something deeper, a way of being where every thread was both separate and part of the whole. The weaver transcended her work even as she included it, just as the river flowed beyond its banks, yet carried them along. From that day on, Amara's patterns grew stranger, more alive. They seemed to shift when no one was looking, as if the cloth itself remembered the river's lessons, to hold fast and let go at the same time.
Trois structures et techniques. Simple, universal practices.
1. The loop of three. Observe, notice patterns, systems at play. Adapt, transcend current constraints while including what works. Integrate, let the new and old weave together naturally. 2. Aperture clearing. A practice of identifying and removing mental or structural blockages that prevent growth. Think of it like unclogging a pipe, but for complex systems, whether personal or organizational. 3. Playful prototyping. Approach problems as if they are games to be explored rather than puzzles to solve. Test ideas lightly, learn quickly, and let the system guide you through iterations. Scaling over time. These practices start small, e.g., clearing mental apertures in daily life, but can scale to entire organizations or ecosystems when applied with intention. For example, a team uses playful prototyping for projects. An organization adopts aperture clearing as part of its culture, fostering innovation and adaptability. 4. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Transcend and include. The dynamic process in complex systems and consciousness, where a structure or idea moves beyond its current boundaries while retaining and integrating its essence, creating new complexity without losing identity. It is the mechanism of evolution in action, divine play manifesting as growth. 5. Three appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where in your life or work do you already see evidence of transcend and include at work, even if you haven't named it? 2. Middle searing. What is the one limiting belief or fear that keeps you from fully embracing the play of evolution in your growth? How would your life change if you let go of it? 3. End. What's one small aperture you can clear this week to invite more Lila, more divine play, into your system? 6. The body. Transcend and include in action. Lila, the divine play at the heart of evolutionary intelligence, is not just a metaphor. It is the mechanism by which complex systems and consciousness grow. This growth happens through transcend and include, a process that feels magical but is grounded in the science of self-organization and dissipative structures. At its core, transcend and include is how systems evolve without losing their identity. Think of it like a cell dividing. It transcends its current state. One cell becomes two, yet includes all the information needed to maintain its essence as a cell. This is how life scales from single cells to ecosystems, from individual minds to cultures. Healing as a property of reality. Healing isn't an act of the self. It's what happens when apertures, blockages, resistance points are cleared in a system. When these clearings occur naturally or through intention, the system reorganizes itself, drawing from its own complexity to find balance. This is why traditions across time speak of enlightenment or wholeness. They're describing the experience of being aligned with this process. The role of play. From a place before form, the space where cosmic and ridiculous are one, work becomes play because there's no pressure to be serious, only to follow the movement. This is Lila, the fun within evolutionary intelligence. It's how systems innovate, adapt, and grow without getting stuck in rigid hierarchies or fear-based constraints. Aligning with complexity science. To practice transcend and include effectively, we must align with the science of complexity. Self-organization. Systems find their own structure over time. Dissipative structures. Order emerges from chaos when energy flows freely, like a river carving its path. Citation needed. Dissipative structures in complex systems. Autopoiesis. Systems that create and maintain themselves, e.g., living cells, cultures. Citation needed. Autopoiesis. Attractors. Points toward which systems naturally move but never get stuck in. When we facilitate growth with these principles, we're not imposing order. We're supporting the system's inherent tendency to evolve. This is facilitation as clearing, not as building. The pain and humility of strong claims. It's easy to talk about transcend and include as a grand theory, but the reality is often messy. Systems resist change, and even the most well-intentioned facilitator will encounter pain, frustration, setbacks, or moments where it feels like nothing is working. Here, humility is key, recognizing that we're part of the system, not above it. The map isn't the territory. Our understanding is always partial. 7 7-7-second sentences. 1. Growth is not ascent. It's a dance between what was and what could be. 2. Transcend and include is evolution's favorite move. 3. Healing happens when blockages clear, like water finding its level. 4. Lila is the laughter in the bones of creation. 5. Complex systems don't need leaders, the divine play and the art of facilitation. Lila as method. Tuning fork. Haiku. Spring rain on stone. A frog leaps, then pauses. Lila dances in stillness.
Good.
Play is the highest form of human intelligence. Citation needed. Claim. Parable. The gardener and the orchid. Once upon a time, in a lush garden, there was an orchid that struggled to bloom. The gardener, known for his gentle yet firm guidance, approached this plant with curiosity rather than concern. He didn't rush it or force it. Instead, he observed its unique rhythm of growth, how it curled around the stem one day and stretched towards the light the next. One morning, as dew glistened on the petals, the gardener noticed something extraordinary. The orchid had begun to sway slightly with the breeze, not in distress, but in a playful dance. He realized that the plant wasn't just growing, it was playing with its environment, testing its limits in small, joyful movements. The gardener didn't intervene. Instead, he sat back and watched, allowing the orchid to find its own balance. Over time, the orchid bloomed not because it had been pushed or pulled, but because it had played its way into fullness. The gardener's role wasn't to direct, but to create conditions where play could thrive, where growth emerged naturally from exploration and delight. When others asked how he did it, he smiled and said, "I didn't teach the orchid to bloom. I only cleared the path, so it could dance its way into being."
Structure et technique.
Facilitation rooted in Lila doesn't impose structure. It creates conditions where emergence can flourish. Here are three universal practices that scale over time. 1. Creating safe spaces for play. Design environments, physical, emotional, or digital, where exploration feels safe and unjudged. This could be a room with no fixed chairs, a conversation with no right answers, or a process where mistakes are reframed as playful missteps. 2. Rhythmic check-ins. Use short pauses, like the frog's pause in the haiku, to reflect and realign. These check-ins can be as simple as a breath together or a question like, "Where is your energy flowing now?" The rhythm invites participants to return to their play without forcing it. 3. Emergent mapping. Instead of pre-planning every step, allow patterns to emerge naturally. For example, Start with a generative question, e.g., what would it look like if we succeeded here? Let the group's responses form the next steps. Trust that the system will self-organize around key themes or solutions. These techniques draw from complexity science, where systems like ecosystems or organizations exhibit self-organization and dissipative structures, patterns that arise spontaneously when conditions are right. Citation needed. Complexity science. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Lila. The divine play of evolutionary intelligence, the emergent dance between order and chaos where growth arises effortlessly from exploration and delight. Three appreciative questions. One, start gentle. Where in your life have you experienced growth emerging not from struggle, but from playful exploration? Two, middle searing. What fears or expectations do you hold that might be blocking the space for true divine play in your work or life? Three, and forward-looking. How can you design your next step to invite more of this playful, emergent growth into your practice? The body, Lila as method. Lila is not just a metaphor. It's the actual mechanism behind what many call the law of attraction. It's the play within evolutionary intelligence, the third factor in emergent systems, moving beyond mere cause and effect or randomness. Think of it like this. Self-organization happens when components of a system, people, ideas, cells, interact in ways that naturally lead to patterns. Attractors are stable forms these interactions tend toward, e.g., of a river finding its bed. Lila is the play that makes these attractors possible, the joyful, exploratory movement that lets systems find their way without being forced. Healing isn't an act of the self. It's a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures. Imagine apertures as openings in a window. When they're clear, light, or growth, flows through effortlessly. Traditions across the world are mirrors of these apertures. Rituals, prayers, or practices that help us align with the flow of Lila. The work of facilitation, then, is to clear apertures, whether in individuals, groups, or systems. From the place before form, where the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size, Lila can be told as play. This doesn't mean trivializing serious work. It means seeing that growth emerges when we're willing to explore without rigid expectations. Aligning with complexity science helps us see this clearly. Autopoiesis, systems that create themselves through their own interactions, like a group co-creating solutions. Dissipative structures, patterns that arise as systems dissipate and reform, like a whirlpool in water. Attractors, the stable forms these patterns take, whether it's a team's culture or an individual's way of being. Facilitation isn't about being the expert. It's about creating conditions where Lila can do its work. This requires humility, knowing that we don't control emergence, but we can invite it by clearing apertures and inviting play. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Lila is the dance between what is and what emerges. 2. Facilitation isn't control, it's clearing space for emergence. 3. Play is the language of evolutionary intelligence. 4. Healing happens when apertures align with the flow of reality. 5. The cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size in Lila's playfield. 6. Growth isn't forced. It's invited through playful exploration. 7. A cleared aperture lets Lila's light shine through. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible. Playful check-in, 2 minutes. Purpose. Invite participants into a mindset of play.
How?
Ask participants to stand and answer a question, e.g., what's one small joy you noticed today? While moving in a way that feels playful, jumping lightly, clapping, or speaking in a silly voice. Debrief. What was it like to shift into play? 2. Deepening. Aperture clearing, 10 minutes. Purpose. Identify and clear internal blocks to growth.
How?
Guided reflection. Imagine your mind is a garden path. What weeds or blocks are getting in the way of growth? Have participants visualize removing these weeds, one at a time, imagining light flowing through the cleared space. Share. How does it feel to clear even a small aperture? 3. Advanced. Emergent mapping, 45 minutes. Purpose. Design a facilitation session where structure emerges from group play.
How?
Start with a generative question, e.g., how might we reimagine this challenge? Use techniques like rhythmic pauses for reflection, generative questions to let themes emerge, visual mapping, e.g., sticky notes, digital boards, where patterns form naturally. Debrief. What did the group's play reveal about its capacity for growth? Citations. Citation needed. Claim about Lila as the third factor in emergent systems. Citation needed. Source on healing moving through cleared apertures. Citation needed. Reference to Santa Ana's rigorous architectural approach. For further reading, see Santa Ana's work on living systems and developmental theory, LCAST. Complexity science texts on self-organization and dissipative structures. Okay, I'm writing chapter 4 of Evolving Lila. Transcend and include facilitation in complex systems. The title is Divine Play and the Art of Facilitation, Lila as Method. This chapter should be a complete holon on its own, but also fit within the broader book theme of teaching transcend and include facilitation. First, I need to gather all the components mentioned. 1. Tuning fork, a haiku, and a profound quote. 2. Parable, a story that carries the teaching without asserting it directly. 3. Structure and technique, simple, universal practices that scale over time. 4. Luminous definition, a gold box definition for a key term. 5. 3 appreciative questions, start, a searing middle one, and an end question. 6. The body, the actual teaching centered on Lila. 7. 7 second sentences, aphorisms that capture the essence. 8. 3 exercises, building in strength from accessible to advanced. 9. Citations, real sources with placeholders for any claims needing verification. Let's start with the tuning fork. Haiku. I'll write a life-uplifting haiku that captures the essence of divine play and facilitation. Spring rain on stone. A frog leaps, then pauses. Lila dances in stillness.
Cool.
A profound quote should resonate with the theme. Maybe something from Santa Ana or related to complexity science. Play is the highest form of human intelligence. Attributed to someone? I need to verify this later. But since we don't have a verified source, perhaps it's better to attribute it to a known figure in complexity science or facilitation. For now, I'll leave it as play is the highest form of human intelligence. Citation needed. Claim. Next parable. A story that carries the teaching without asserting it directly. It should be about divine play and facilitation, perhaps involving characters who embody these concepts in action. Let's think of a scenario where someone facilitates growth through play, showing how Lila works. Title for parable, The Gardener and the Orchid. Once upon a time, in a lush garden, there was an orchid that struggled to bloom. The gardener, known for his gentle yet firm guidance, approached this plant with curiosity rather than concern. He didn't rush it or force it. Instead, he observed its unique rhythm of growth, how it curled around the stem one day and stretched towards the light the next. One morning, as dew glistened on the petals, the gardener noticed something extraordinary. The orchid had begun to sway slightly with the breeze, not in distress, but in a playful dance. He realized that the plant wasn't just growing. It was playing with its environment, testing its limits in small, joyful movements. The gardener didn't intervene. Instead, he sat back and watched, allowing the orchid to find its own balance. Over time, the orchid bloomed not because it had been pushed or pulled, but because it had played its way into fullness. The gardener's role wasn't to direct, but to create conditions where play could thrive, where growth emerged naturally from exploration and delight. When others asked how he did it, he smiled and said, "I didn't teach the orchid to bloom. I only cleared the path so it could dance its way into being." Now, structure and technique. Simple, universal practices that scale over time. These should be facilitation techniques rooted in complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, etc. Examples might include 1. Creating safe spaces for play, establishing environments where exploration feels safe and without judgment. 2. Rhythmic check-ins, using short, rhythmic pauses like the frog's pause in the haiku to reflect and realign. 3. Emergent mapping, allowing patterns to emerge naturally rather than imposing structure. Luminous definition, a gold box definition for a key term. Let's use Lila here. Luminous definition, Lila, the divine play of evolutionary intelligence, the emergent dance between order and chaos where growth arises effortlessly from exploration and delight. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start question, gentle. Where in your life have you experienced growth emerging not from struggle, but from playful exploration? 2. Searing middle question. What fears or expectations do you hold that might be blocking the space for true divine play in your work or life? 3. End question, forward-looking. How can you design your next step to invite more of this playful, emergent growth into your practice? The body. This should center on Lila as a method for facilitation. It's about how facilitation isn't about control, but creating conditions where Lila can emerge. Drawing from complexity science, self-organization, attractors, etc., it should show how Lila is the real mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction.
Key points.
Lila as the play within evolutionary intelligence. Healing and growth as properties of reality that move through cleared apertures, like in the book's center description. Every tradition mirrors our inherent nature. The work is clearing these apertures. Alignment with complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis. 7 7-second sentences. Aphorisms that capture the essence. 1. Lila is the dance between what is and what emerges. 2. Facilitation isn't control, it's clearing space for emergence. 3. Play is the language of evolutionary intelligence. 4. Healing happens when apertures align with the flow of reality. 5. The cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size in Lila's playfield. 6. Growth isn't forced, it's invited through playful exploration. 7. A cleared aperture lets Lila's light shine through. 3 exercises. Building in strength. 1. Accessible. Playful check-in, a 2-minute exercise where participants move or speak in a way that feels like play, e.g., answering a question while jumping lightly or using playful language. 2. Deepening. Aperture clearing, a guided reflection on identifying and clearing mental or emotional blocks, like removing weeds from a garden path, to allow growth. 3. Advanced. Emergent mapping. Designing a facilitation session where the structure emerges from group play, using techniques like generative questions or rhythmic pauses. Citations. Need to add real sources for quotes and claims about complexity science, healing as a property of reality, etc. For now, I'll mark placeholders. Citation needed. Claim about Lila as the third factor in emergent systems. Citation needed. Source on healing moving through cleared apertures. Citation needed. Reference to Santa Ana's rigorous architectural approach. Now let's draft the chapter. Divine Play and the Art of Facilitation. Lila as Method. Tuning Fork. Haiku. Spring rain on stone. A frog leaps, then pauses. Lila dances in stillness.
Guot.
Play is the highest form of human intelligence. Citation needed. Claim. Parable. The Gardener and the Orchid. Once upon a time, in a lush garden, there was an orchid that struggled to bloom. The gardener, known for his gentle yet firm guidance, approached this plant with curiosity rather than concern. He didn't rush it or force it. Instead, he observed its unique rhythm of growth, how it curled around the stem one day and stretched towards the light the next. One morning, as dew glistened on the petals, The gardener noticed something extraordinary. The orchid had begun to sway slightly with the breeze, not in distress, but in a playful dance. He realized that the plant wasn't just growing, it was playing with its environment, testing its limits in small, joyful movements. The gardener didn't intervene. Instead, he sat back and watched, allowing the orchid to find its own balance. Over time, the orchid bloomed not because it had been pushed or pulled, but because it had played its way into fullness. The gardener's role wasn't to direct, but to create conditions where play could thrive, where growth emerged naturally from exploration and delight. When others asked how he did it, he smiled and said, "I didn't teach the orchid to bloom. I only cleared the path so it could dance its way into being."
Structure et technique.
Facilitation rooted in Lila doesn't impose structure. It creates conditions where emergence can flourish. Here are three universal practices that scale over time. 1. Creating safe spaces for play. Design environments, physical, emotional, or digital, where exploration feels safe and unjudged. This could be a room with no fixed chairs, a conversation with no right answers, or a process where mistakes are reframed as playful missteps. 2. Rhythmic check-ins. Use short pauses, like the frog's pause in the haiku, to reflect and realign. These check-ins can be as simple as a breath together or a question like, "Where is your energy flowing now?" The rhythm invites participants to return to their play without forcing it. 3. Emergent mapping. Instead of pre-planning every step, allow patterns to emerge naturally. For example, start with a generative question, e.g., "What would it look like if we succeeded here?" Let the group's responses form the next steps. Trust that the system will self-organize around key themes or solutions. These techniques draw from complexity science, where systems like ecosystems or organizations exhibit self-organization and dissipative structures, patterns that arise spontaneously when conditions are right, citation needed, complexity science. Luminous definition. Luminous definition, Lila. The divine play of evolutionary intelligence, the emergent dance between order and chaos where growth arises effortlessly from exploration and delight. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start gentle. Where in your life have you experienced growth emerging not from struggle, but from playful exploration? 2. Middle searing. What fears or expectations do you hold that might be blocking the space for true divine play in your work or life? 3. And forward-looking. How can you design your next step to invite more of this playful, emergent growth into your practice? The body, Lila as method. Lila is not just a metaphor. It's the actual mechanism behind what many call the law of attraction. It's the play within evolutionary intelligence, the third factor in emergent systems, moving beyond mere cause and effect or randomness. Think of it like this. Self-organization happens when components of a system, people, ideas, cells, interact in ways that naturally lead to patterns. Attractors are stable forms these interactions tend toward, e.g., a river finding its bed. Lila is the play that makes these attractors possible, the joyful, exploratory movement that lets systems find their way without being forced. Healing isn't an act of the self. It's a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures. Imagine apertures as openings in a window. When they're clear, light, or growth, flows through effortlessly. Traditions across the world are mirrors of these apertures, rituals, prayers, or practices that help us align with the flow of Lila. The work of facilitation, then, is to clear apertures, whether in individuals, groups, or systems. From the place before form, where the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size, Lila can be told as play. This doesn't mean trivializing serious work. It means seeing that growth emerges when we're willing to explore without rigid expectations. Aligning with complexity science helps us see this clearly. Autopoiesis, systems that create themselves through their own interactions, like a group co-creating solutions. Dissipative structures, patterns that arise as systems dissipate and reform, like a whirlpool in water. Attractors. The stable forms these patterns take, whether it's a team's culture or an individual's way of being. Facilitation isn't about being the expert. It's about creating conditions where Lila can do its work. This requires humility, knowing that we don't control emergence, but we can invite it by clearing apertures and inviting play. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Lila is the dance between what is and what emerges. 2. Facilitation isn't control, it's clearing space for emergence. 3. Play is the language of evolutionary intelligence. 4. Healing happens when apertures align with the flow of reality. 5. The cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size in Lila's playfield. 6. Growth isn't forced, it's invited through playful exploration. 7. A cleared aperture lets Lila's light shine through. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible, playful check-in, 2 minutes. Purpose. Invite participants into a mindset of play.
How?
Ask participants to stand and answer a question, e.g., what's one small joy you noticed today? While moving in a way that feels playful, jumping lightly, clapping, or speaking in a silly voice. Debrief. What was it like to shift into play? 2. Deepening. Aperture clearing, 10 minutes. Purpose. Identify and clear internal blocks to growth.
How?
Guided reflection. Imagine your mind is a garden path. What weeds or blocks are getting in the way of growth? Have participants visualize removing these weeds, one at a time, imagining light flowing through the cleared space. Share. How does it feel to clear even a small aperture? 3. Advanced, emergent mapping, 45 minutes. Purpose. Design a facilitation session where structure emerges from group play.
How?
Start with a generative question, e.g., how might we reimagine this challenge? Use techniques like rhythmic pauses for reflection, generative questions to let themes emerge, visual mapping, e.g., sticky notes, digital boards, where patterns form naturally. Debrief. What did the group's play reveal about its capacity for growth? Citations. Citation needed. Claim about Lila as the third factor in emergent systems. Citation needed. Source on healing moving through cleared apertures. Citation needed. Reference to Santa Ana's rigorous architectural approach. For further reading, see Santa Ana's work on living systems and developmental theory, LCAST. Complexity science texts on self-organization and dissipative structures. Traditions as mirrors, clearing apertures across systems. Tuning fork. Haiku. Light breaks through stone. Not by force, but by time's patience. A crack appears, a mirror forms.
Quote.
Every tradition is a mirror of what we already are. The work is clearing apertures. Emmanuel Santa Ana. Note. Verification needed for the attribution of this quote. Parable. The animals and their mirrors. In a vast and ancient forest, for animals lived in harmony, a wise old owl, a swift fox, a steadfast turtle, and a curious rabbit. Each day, they would gather near a clear pool of water to observe their reflections. The owl, with his deep wisdom, saw in the water not just his own image, but the stars above and the moon's glow on the surface. He spoke of destiny and the cosmos, interpreting the ripples as messages from beyond. The fox, quick and cunning, saw in his reflection the movements of predators and prey. He focused on strategy and survival, using the pool to map out paths through the forest. The turtle, slow but unshakable, saw the depth of time in the water, how it had shaped the land over centuries. She spoke of patience and endurance, seeing her reflection as a symbol of her journey through life's long cycles. The rabbit, ever curious, saw his reflection dancing with leaves and shadows, laughing at the playfulness of the world. He leaped around the pool, seeing joy in every movement. One day, a great storm came, darkening the sky and muddying the pool. The water grew murky, and their reflections became distorted. They could no longer see clearly, Each saw only fragments. The owl saw chaos where once there was order. The fox saw threats in every shadow. The turtle saw only the weight of time. And the rabbit saw only confusion. They gathered together, troubled. How can we see ourselves again? They asked. An old heron, who had been watching silently, spoke. You must clear your apertures, she said. Each of you looks through a lens shaped by your nature, your strengths, your fears, your traditions. But when the world changes, so must your lenses. You must clean them, not with force, but with patience and play. The animals pondered her words. They realized that their traditions, the ways they saw the world, were like mirrors reflecting back what they already carried within. The owl's wisdom was deep, but it also blinded him to immediate action. The fox's cunning made him quick, but it also filled him with caution. The turtle's patience was steadfast, but it sometimes weighed her down. And the rabbit's joy, though light, could lead him astray. They decided to work together. The owl would teach them to listen to the stars, the fox to navigate with agility, the turtle to remember the past, and the rabbit to embrace play. They learned that their traditions were not maps to follow blindly, but mirrors to reflect from, each showing a part of the truth, but none the whole. And so, they cleared their apertures, not by forcing the water to be clear, but by learning to see beyond it, through it, and with it. In time, the pool shone bright again, reflecting not just their outer forms, but the light within them all. Structure and technique. Clearing apertures in practice. Clearing apertures is a practice that scales across systems, personal, cultural, and ecological. Here are simple yet profound techniques that can be applied at any level. 1. The breath of openness, accessible. Practice deep breathing, focusing on the space between your inhalations and exhalations. With each exhale, imagine clearing a small aperture in your mind, a space where light, insight, or energy can flow more freely. Do this for 5 minutes daily. Over time, notice how this openness affects your perception of challenges. 2. Mirror journaling, deepening. Choose a tradition or practice that resonates with you, e.g., meditation, storytelling, ritual. Write about how this tradition reflects your inner world. How does it shape your view of reality? Where do you feel resistance or misalignment? Share your reflections with a trusted friend or group and listen to their mirrors, how they see you and your practice. 3. Systems mapping, advanced. Identify a system you are part of, e.g., a community, organization, ecosystem. Map out the traditions, rules, or narratives that shape this system. Explore how these mirrors reflect deeper patterns within you and the system. Where are the apertures, spaces where change can flow more easily? Facilitate a group dialogue to collectively clear these apertures using techniques like the, okay, I am writing chapter 5 of Evolving Lila. Transcend and include facilitation in complex systems. The title is Traditions as Mirrors, Clearing Apertures Across Systems. First, I need to understand the structure and requirements for this chapter. Hold on. It should be complete on its own, but also fit within the book's framework. The movements are specific, so I'll go through them one by one. 1. Tuning fork. This part requires a haiku and a profound quote. The haiku should be life-uplifting, and the quote should be attributed to someone profound. Haiku needs to capture the essence of clearing apertures or traditions as mirrors. Maybe something about light breaking through darkness or reflections in water. Draft. Light breaks through stone. Not by force, but by time's patience. A crack appears, a mirror forms. Quote, should be profound and related to the theme. Maybe something from a spiritual leader or philosopher. Possible source, maybe Rumi or Carl Jung. Let me think of a relevant quote. 2. Parable. A story that carries the teaching without asserting it directly. It should illustrate the concept of clearing apertures or traditions as mirrors. Idea, a parable about a group of animals trying to understand their world through different lenses, traditions. They realize that each lens shows a part of the truth, but they need to clear their own apertures to see more clearly.
3. Structure et technique.
Simple, universal practices that scale over time. These should be techniques or structures that help in clearing apertures. Possible ideas: mindfulness practices, reflective journaling, group dialogue techniques like the talking stick method. 4. Luminous definition. A gold box definition for a key term. Since the chapter is about traditions as mirrors and clearing apertures, maybe the term aperture or clearing. Definition. Luminous definition. Aperture. The space within any system, personal, cultural, ecological, through which energy, insight, or transformation can flow freely. It is not an opening, but the quality of openness itself. 5. 3 appreciative questions. Start with an accessible question, a searing one in the middle, and end with a reflective one. Start. What traditions or practices have you encountered that feel like mirrors reflecting your inner world? Middle, searing. Where do you see fear or resistance in your own aperture, and how might clearing it change your experience of reality? End. How can you cultivate openness in your life, allowing both the cosmic and the ridiculous to flow through equally? 6. The body. The actual teaching centered on Lila, divine play, evolutionary intelligence. This should integrate the concept of traditions as mirrors and clearing apertures. Need to weave in the ideas of self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, attractors from complexity science. Should avoid preaching. Let it emerge naturally through the structure. 7. 7 7-second sentences. Aphorisms that capture the essence of the chapter's teaching. Examples. Traditions are mirrors, not maps. Clearing apertures is the work, not healing itself. Lila dances where form and formlessness meet. 8. 3 exercises. Build in strength over time, accessible to deepening to advanced. 1. Accessible. A simple reflective exercise, like writing about a tradition that resonates with you. 2. Deepening. Maybe a group activity involving dialogue or sharing experiences of clearing apertures. 3. Advanced. Something more complex, perhaps integrating multiple perspectives or working with systems thinking. 9. Citations. Need to mark where citations are needed and ensure real sources for quotes. Let me start drafting each section one by one. Traditions as mirrors, clearing apertures across systems. Tuning fork. Haiku. Light breaks through stone. Not by force, but by time's patience. A crack appears, a mirror forms.
Good.
Every tradition is a mirror of what we already are. The work is clearing apertures. Attributed to Emmanuel Santa Anna, though I recall this might not be real, need to verify or rephrase. Wait, the user mentioned Emmanuel Santa Anna as the voice, but didn't specify if he's a real person. Since it's part of the book's framework, perhaps it's a fictional or pen name for the author. For now, I'll proceed with the attribution as given, but note that a citation might be needed later. Parable: the animals and their mirrors. In a vast and ancient forest, for animals lived in harmony. A wise old owl, a swift fox, a steadfast turtle, and a curious rabbit. Each day, they would gather near a clear pool of water to observe their reflections. The owl, with his deep wisdom, saw in the water not just his own image, but the stars above and the moon's glow on the surface. He spoke of destiny and the cosmos, interpreting the ripples as messages from beyond. The fox, quick and cunning, saw in his reflection the movements of predators and prey. He focused on strategy and survival, using the pool to map out paths through the forest. The turtle, slow but unshakable, saw the depth of time in the water, how it had shaped the land over centuries. She spoke of patience and endurance, seeing her reflection as a symbol of her journey through life's long cycles. The rabbit, ever curious, saw his reflection dancing with leaves and shadows, laughing at the playfulness of the world. He leaped around the pool, seeing joy in every movement. One day, a great storm came, darkening the sky and muddying the pool. The water grew murky, and their reflections became distorted. They could no longer see clearly. Each saw only fragments. The owl saw chaos where once there was order. The fox saw threats in every shadow. The turtle saw only the weight of time, and the rabbit saw only confusion. They gathered together, troubled. "How can we see ourselves again?" they asked. An old heron, who had been watching silently, spoke. "You must clear your apertures," she said. "Each of you looks through a lens shaped by your nature, your strengths, your fears, your traditions. But when the world changes, so must your lenses. You must clean them, not with force, but with patience and play." The animals pondered her words. They realized that their traditions, the ways they saw the world, were like mirrors reflecting back what they already carried within. The owl's wisdom was deep, but it also blinded him to immediate action. The fox's cunning made him quick, but it also filled him with caution. The turtle's patience was steadfast, but it sometimes weighed her down. And the rabbit's joy, though light, could lead him astray. They decided to work together. The owl would teach them to listen to the stars, the fox to navigate with agility, the turtle to remember the past, and the rabbit to embrace play. They learned that their traditions were not maps to follow blindly, but mirrors to reflect from, each showing a part of the truth, but none the whole. And so, they cleared their apertures, not by forcing the water to be clear, but by learning to see beyond it, through it, and with it. In time, the pool shone bright again, reflecting not just their outer forms, but the light within them all. Structure and technique. Clearing apertures and practice. Clearing apertures is a practice that scales across systems, personal, cultural, and ecological. Here are simple yet profound techniques that can be applied at any level. 1. The breath of openness, accessible. Practice deep breathing, focusing on the space between your inhalations and exhalations. With each exhale, imagine clearing a small aperture in your mind, a space where light, insight, or energy can flow more freely. Do this for 5 minutes daily. Over time, notice how this openness affects your perception of challenges. 2. Mirror journaling, deepening. Choose a tradition or practice that resonates with you, e.g., meditation, storytelling, ritual. Write about how this tradition reflects your inner world. How does it shape your view of reality? Where do you feel resistance or misalignment? Share your reflections with a trusted friend or group and listen to their mirrors, how they see you and your practice. 3. Systems mapping, advanced. Identify a system you are part of, e.g., a community, organization, ecosystem. Map out the traditions, rules, or narratives that shape the system. Explore how these mirrors reflect deeper patterns within you and the system. Where are the apertures, spaces where change can flow more easily? Facilitate a group dialogue to collectively clear these apertures using techniques like the talking stick, one speaker at a time, or appreciative inquiries. These practices are not about fixing or healing in the traditional sense, but about cultivating openness. They invite you to see traditions not as dogma, but as living mirrors that reflect what is already present within and around you. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Aperture. The space within any system, personal, cultural, ecological, through which energy, insight, or transformation can flow freely. It is not an opening, but the quality of openness itself, a dynamic balance between structure and fluidity that allows for evolution, healing, and play. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start accessible. What traditions or practices have you encountered that feel like mirrors reflecting your inner world? How do they resonate with your experience? 2. Middle searing. Where do you see fear or resistance in your own aperture, and how might clearing it change your experience of reality? What would it look like to embrace the ridiculous alongside the cosmic in that space? 3. And reflective. How can you cultivate openness in your life, allowing both the cosmic and the ridiculous to flow through equally? What small step can you take today to clear an aperture in your system? The body, traditions as mirrors of Lila. Lila is not just divine play. It is the mechanism behind emergent intelligence, the third factor in complex systems, alongside self-organization and dissipative structures. Traditions, whether religious, cultural, or personal practices, are not external impositions, but mirrors reflecting what we already carry within. The mirroring nature of traditions. Every tradition, from ancient rituals to modern scientific paradigms, acts as a mirror. It does not tell us who we are. It shows us our own reflections, amplified and distorted by the lens through which we view it. This is why traditions can feel both sacred and limiting. They reveal truths we already know but have forgotten or suppressed. Self-organization in mirrors. Traditions emerge from collective self-organization, just as patterns form in a school of fish or the branches of a tree. They are not imposed from above, but arise from the system itself. Dissipative structures, like eddies in a river. Traditions can dissipate and reform, carrying energy and meaning through time. But when they become rigid, when apertures close, they lose their vitality, becoming mere shadows of what they once were. Autopoiesis and attractors. A tradition is autopoietic if it generates itself anew from within its own practices. It becomes an attractor, a stable yet evolving pattern, when it aligns with the deeper intelligence of the system, whether personal or ecological. Clearing apertures. The work of Lila. Healing, as we often think of it, is a misdirection. Healing is not an act of the self, but a property of reality moving through cleared apertures. When apertures are blocked by fear, dogma, or rigid structures, the system, be it personal, cultural, or ecological, stagnates. The work, then, is not to heal in the traditional sense, but to clear these apertures. This is where Lila shines. Divine play is both the dancer and the dance, the cosmic and the ridiculous made one. When we clear our apertures, we allow Lila to move through us, not as a force to be controlled, but as intelligence to be expressed. Aligning with complexity. This alignment with complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, attractors, is not just academic, it is practical. It invites us to see traditions not as fixed maps, but as dynamic reflections of our own systems. Self-organization. Traditions that serve us are those we have co-created with the intelligence around us. Dissipative structures. Healthy traditions dissipate and reform, carrying energy rather than resisting change. Autopoiesis. A living tradition generates itself anew from its own practices, like a cell reproducing its own boundaries while remaining open to the environment. Attractors. Some traditions become attractors, stable yet evolving patterns that pull us toward deeper coherence. The humility of strong claims. It is easy to claim that all traditions are mirrors, or that clearing apertures is the path. But humility lies in recognizing that this work is not always pleasant. There will be pain, resistance, fear, the weight of old structures. Yet, it is through these challenges that apertures can be cleared. Humility also means acknowledging that we do not know a priori which traditions will serve as healthy mirrors and which will become obstacles. We must engage with them curiously, like scientists observing a system they are part of. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Traditions are mirrors, not maps. 2. Clearing apertures is the work, not healing itself. 3. Lila dances where form and formlessness meet. 4. Apertures open when fear dissolves into play. 5. Healing moves through cleared spaces, not by force. 6. Every tradition reflects what you already carry within. 7. The cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size in Lila. 3 exercises, building strength over time. 1. Accessible, the mirror reflection exercise. Duration, 10 minutes. Purpose, begin to see a chosen tradition as a mirror reflecting your inner world.
Steps.
Choose a tradition or practice that resonates with you, e.g., meditation, prayer, storytelling, science. Close your eyes and imagine this tradition as a large mirror in front of you. Visualize how it reflects your inner landscape, your fears, joys, questions, or certainties. Write down three words or images that come to mind when you see this reflection. Reflection question. What part of yourself do you see reflected most strongly in this tradition? Where does it feel distorted? 2. Deepening, the aperture clearing dialogue. Duration, 30 to 45 minutes, group or pair. Purpose, explore resistance and openness in a shared aperture.
Steps,
gather with one or two others. Choose a topic or tradition that feels significant but also challenging, e.g., a cultural practice, a belief system, a personal habit. Use the talking stick method. Pass a stick or object while one person speaks at a time.
For each turn, ask.
1. How does this topic slash tradition feel like a mirror for you? 2. Where do you sense resistance or tightness in your aperture around this? E.g., fear, doubt, rigidity. 3. What would it look like to clear even a small part of that resistance? After sharing, sit in silence for a minute, noticing any shifts in perception. Reflection question. Where did you feel the most openness during this dialogue? How can you carry that into other areas of your life? 3. Advanced systems aperture mapping. Duration, 1 to 2 hours, group or individual with notes. Purpose, map and begin to clear apertures in a larger system.
Steps.
Identify a system you are part of, e.g., a community, organization, ecosystem, family dynamic. Draw a diagram or map of the system, noting 1. The traditions or rules that shape it, explicit and implicit. 2. Where these feel like mirrors reflecting deeper patterns in you, e.g., values, fears, desires. 3. Areas where apertures seem closed, resistance, stagnation, or open, flow, creativity. With a group, discuss. What would it look like to clear one aperture in the system? What would need to shift first? If alone, write a letter to the system as if you are its intelligence, asking for signs of where apertures might be cleared. Reflection question. How does mapping the system's apertures change your relationship to it? What small action can you take to support greater openness? Citations. 1. The quote attributed to Emmanuel Santa Anna needs verification or rephrasing if not a real source. Citation needed. Every tradition is a mirror of what we already are. 2. References to complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, attractors should be sourced. For self-organization and dissipative structures, see Prigogine and Stenger's Order Out of Chaos. Autopoiesis is a concept from Maturana and Varela's work, e.g., The Tree of Knowledge. Attractors are discussed in complexity theory, particularly in relation to dynamical systems, e.g., Gleick's Chaos. 3. The parable is original but draws on archetypal themes. No citation needed unless specific elements are borrowed. 4. For the talking stick method, credit indigenous practices or facilitation techniques. Citation needed. Talking stick methodology. Note that this is a common practice in many indigenous cultures. Proper attribution should be made. Final notes. This chapter Holon stands alone but also fits within the book's theme of transcend and include facilitation. It centers on Lila as the playful, evolutionary intelligence that moves through cleared apertures. The structure ensures that it is both practical, with exercises, and theoretical, with complexity science. I've tried to avoid preaching by letting the ideas emerge through parable, definition, and questions. The tone is rigorous yet warm, pairing strong claims with humility. Let me review for coherence and completeness. 1. Tuning fork, haiku and quote set the tone. 2. Parable, carries the teaching without assertion.
3. Structure et technique, practical, scalable practice.
4. Luminous definition, clarifies a key term. 5. Appreciative questions, guide reflection at different levels. 6. The body, integrates complexity science with the theme of clearing apertures. 7. 7 7-second sentences, aphorisms to remember. 8. 3 exercises, build strength over time, accessible to advanced. 9. Citations, marked where needed. Everything seems to fit. Let me write it out in final form with proper formatting. Warmth without gibness. Pain, humility, and rigor in practice. Tuning fork. Winter's bone holds spring. A crack, then the sun spills gold. Through frost's stubborn door. A system without structure is chaos. A structure without flexibility is a cage. The art lies in the dance between them. Emmanuel Santa Anna. Parable, the gardener's thorns. Once, there was a gardener who tended to a vineyard where thorns grew as thickly as the grapes. The villagers said, "Why do you not uproot these thorns? They bring only pain." But the gardener replied, "The thorns are not my enemy. It is I who do not understand their purpose." One day, a traveler came to the vineyard, weary and bleeding from walking barefoot over the thorns. The gardener bandaged his feet but said, "Walk with me. You will see." They walked for hours, the traveler's wounds stinging with every step, until they reached a hidden grove where golden vines bore fruit so sweet it made the traveler weep. The thorns had not been obstacles. They were guardians, forcing the traveler to slow down, to attend to each step, to feel the earth beneath his feet. The pain was not his enemy, but the map that led him to the grove. The gardener smiled and said, "Warmth without rigor would have left you unguided. Rigor without warmth would have made you resent the path. But together, that is how we find the sweetness." Structure and technique. The map and the path. In complex systems, structure and fluidity are not opposites but partners in a dance. Here's how to practice it. 1. The map. Create a clear structure, whether it's a plan, a system, or a map of your life. This is the rigor part, the framework that gives direction. Example, in facilitation, outline the agenda, roles, and goals. But don't cling to it like a script.
2. The.
Okay, I'm writing chapter 6 of Evolving Lila. Transcend and include facilitation in complex systems. The chapter is titled Warmth Without Gibness, Pain, Humility, and Rigor in Practice. This seems like a deep topic that blends personal growth with scientific rigor, something about balancing warmth, compassion, with intellectual depth without being superficial, gibness. The voice should be rigorous but warm, architectural yet humble. First, I need to structure this as a whole on, a complete part of the book, but also a piece that fits into the larger whole. The chapter needs to flow logically while standing alone. The movements are outlined clearly, so I'll tackle them one by one.
Satu, tuning for haiku.
Haiku. It should be life-uplifting and original. Maybe something about pain or growth. Example, winter's bone holds spring, slash a crack, then the sun spills gold slash through frost's stubborn door. Quote, attributed to someone profound, likely related to science, complexity, or spirituality. Santa Anna is mentioned as the voice, so perhaps something from him or someone in his lineage. Example, the map is not the territory, but without the map, we are lost. But this is too cliche. Maybe something about humility and rigor. 2. Parable, a story. It should carry the teaching without asserting it directly. Maybe a story about a journey where pain and growth intersect. Think of a metaphor like a traveler crossing a desert, where the pain of the journey is necessary for reaching the oasis, growth. Or perhaps a gardener tending to thorns that eventually bloom.
3. Structure et technique.
Simple, universal practices that scale over time. This could be something like the practice of gentle accountability, balancing rigor with warmth in daily actions. Maybe a technique like the map and the path, where you outline a structure, map, but stay flexible, path. 4. Luminous definition. A gold box definition for a key term like warmth without gibness, the art of engaging deeply with complexity without losing sincerity or rigor. 5. Three appreciative questions. Start a soft, reflective question. Where in your life do you feel the tension between warmth and rigor? Middle, searing a harder, more confronting one. What pain have you avoided because it felt too uncomfortable to face with both heart and mind? And a hopeful or integrative question. How might you redefine your path so that warmth and rigor become inseparable? 6. The body, centered on Lila. This is the core teaching about Lila, divine play, evolutionary intelligence. It should tie pain, humility, and rigor to the idea of Lila as the fun within evolutionary intelligence. Maybe something like, Lila thrives in the space between pain and joy, where humility meets rigor. Here, growth is not about overcoming suffering, but dancing with it, transcending without abandoning. 7 7-7 second sentences. Aphorisms that capture the essence of the chapter. Examples. 1. Pain is the price of play. Avoid it and you miss Lila's dance. 2. Rigor without warmth is a skeleton. Warmth without rigor is a ghost. 3. Humility is not self-deprecation, but seeing the map and the territory together. 4. The law of attraction is not magic. It's the play of cleared apertures in reality. 5. Healing is not an act of the self, but a property of reality moving through you. 6. Every tradition is a mirror. Clearing the aperture reveals what you already are. 7. Play is the work. Align with real complexity, and Lila will show you the way. 8. 3 exercises. These should build in strength over time. 1. Accessible. Reflect on a time you balanced warmth and rigor, e.g., teaching or mentoring. 2. Deepening. Practice gentle accountability with someone. Hold them to high standards with kindness. 3. Advanced. Create a map of your life systems, personal, social, that honors both structure and fluidity. 9. Citations. I'll need to mark where citations are needed. For example, citation needed, Santa Ana on living systems theory. Citation needed, research on dissipative structures in healing. Now let's draft this step by step. Tuning fork, haiku. Winter's bone holds spring. A crack, then the sun spills gold. Through frost's stubborn door.
Good.
The map is not the territory, but without the map, we are lost in the labyrinth of our own making. Emmanuel Santa Anna, or perhaps a real figure like Alfred Kozhipsky or Umberto Maturana, but since it's attributed to Santa Anna here, I'll use him. Wait, Santa Anna is mentioned as the voice, so maybe this quote should reflect his style. Let me rephrase it to sound more like him. A system without structure is chaos. A structure without flexibility is a cage. The art lies in the dance between them. Emmanuel Santa Anna. Better. Parable, the gardener's thorns. Once, there was a gardener who tended to a vineyard where thorns grew as thickly as the grapes. The villagers said, "Why do you not uproot these thorns? They bring only pain." But the gardener replied, "The thorns are not my enemy. It is I who do not understand their purpose." One day, a traveler came to the vineyard, weary and bleeding from walking barefoot over the thorns. The gardener bandaged his feet but said, "Walk with me. You will see." They walked for hours, the traveler's wounds stinging with every step, until they reached a hidden grove where golden vines bore fruit so sweet it made the traveler weep. The thorns had not been obstacles. They were guardians, forcing the traveler to slow down, to attend to each step, to feel the earth beneath his feet. The pain was not his enemy, but the map that led him to the grove. The gardener smiled and said, "Warmth without rigor would have left you unguided. Rigor without warmth would have made you resent the path. But together, that is how we find the sweetness." Structure and technique, the map and the path. In complex systems, structure and fluidity are not opposites but partners in a dance. Here's how to practice it. 1. The map. Create a clear structure, whether it's a plan, a system, or a map of your life. This is the rigor part, the framework that gives direction. Example, in facilitation, outline the agenda, roles, and goals. But don't cling to it like a script. 2. The path. Walk the path with openness. Adapt when needed, but stay attuned to the map's purpose. Example, if a conversation veers off topic, gently steer it back, but listen if the detour reveals deeper truths. 3. The dance. The magic happens in the interaction between map and path. Here, warmth, openness, curiosity meets rigor, clarity, accountability. Practice. Try gentle accountability in your next meeting or project. Hold others to high standards with kindness and yourself to warmth without losing focus. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Warmth without gibness. Warmth without gibness. The art of engaging deeply with complexity, balancing compassion, rigor, and sincerity, without succumbing to superficiality, gibness. It is the space where pain is not avoided but met with both heart and mind, where humility does not demean but illuminates, and where structure serves fluidity rather than constrains it. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where in your life do you feel the tension between warmth and rigor? How might you honor both? 2. Middle, searing. What pain have you avoided because it felt too uncomfortable to face with both heart and mind? What would happen if you danced with it instead of fighting it? 3. End. How might you redefine your path so that warmth and rigor become inseparable, like roots and leaves, or a map and the territory? The body, centered on Lila. Lila is not just play. It is the fun within evolutionary intelligence, the third factor in emergent systems. It is the mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction, but it is not magic. It is the way reality moves through cleared apertures, healing as a property of complexity itself. Healing is not an act of the self, but a process that happens through us when we clear the apertures, those spaces where structure and fluidity, rigor and warmth, meet. Every tradition, every map, is a mirror of what we already are. The work is not to become something new, but to see clearly what has always been here. Pain is not an obstacle to Lila. It is part of its dance. Humility is not self-deprecation, but the courage to see that the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size when viewed from the place before form. Rigor without warmth is a skeleton. Warmth without rigor is a ghost. But warmth with rigor? That is where Lila thrives, where play becomes work, and work becomes joy. This is the real mechanism of transcend and include facilitation, aligning with complexity's own logic. It is not about transcending pain, but about seeing that pain is part of the path. It is not about including everything blindly, but about clearing apertures so that what is already here can flow through. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Pain is the price of play. Avoid it and you miss Lila's dance. 2. Rigor without warmth is a skeleton. Warmth without rigor is a ghost. 3. Humility is not self-deprecation, but seeing the map and the territory together. 4. The law of attraction is not magic. It's the play of cleared apertures in reality. 5. Healing is not an act of the self, but a property of reality moving through you. 6. Every tradition is a mirror. Clearing the aperture reveals what you already are. 7. Play is the work. Align with real complexity, and Lila will show you the way. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible. Reflect on balance. Prompt. Recall a time when you balanced warmth and rigor, perhaps in teaching, mentoring, or leading a team. What made it effective? How did you feel? Reflection. Notice the emotions that arose. Did you feel confident but not arrogant? Kind but not soft? 2. Deepening. Gentle accountability. Practice. In your next conversation where accountability is needed, e.g., giving feedback, setting boundaries, pair words with both warmth and rigor. Example, I value your work on this project, and that's why I need to share some concerns about X. Let's explore how we can strengthen it together. Reflection. How did the other person respond? Did you feel a shift in your own energy? 3. Advanced. Mapping your systems. Task. Create a living map of one area of your life, e.g., work, relationships, personal growth. Include the structure, rules, roles, goals. the fluidity, how it adapts or resists change. A dance note. Where do you see the interaction between them? Where is their tension? Integration. How might this map help you navigate challenges with more warmth and rigor? Citations. Here are some placeholders for citations since I'm not adding fabricated ones. Citation needed. Research on dissipative structures in healing processes. Citation needed. Santa Anna's work on living systems theory or developmental systems. Citation needed. Studies on autopoiesis and self-organization in complex systems. Citation needed. Original sources on cleared apertures as a metaphor for healing. Now, let's assemble this into the chapter. I'll start with the title and then follow the movements. Warmth without gibness. Pain, humility, and rigor in practice. Tuning fork. Winter's bone holds spring. A crack, then the sun spills gold. Through frost's stubborn door. A system without structure is chaos. A structure without flexibility is a cage. The art lies in the dance between them. Emmanuel Santa Anna. Parable, the gardener's thorns. Once, there was a gardener who tended to a vineyard where thorns grew as thickly as the grapes. The villager said, "Why do you not uproot these thorns? They bring only pain." But the gardener replied, "The thorns are not my enemy. It is I who do not understand their purpose." One day, a traveler came to the vineyard, weary and bleeding from walking barefoot over the thorns. The gardener bandaged his feet but said, "Walk with me. You will see." They walked for hours, the traveler's wounds stinging with every step until they reached a hidden grove where golden vines bore fruit so sweet it made the traveler weep. The thorns had not been obstacles. They were guardians, forcing the traveler to slow down, to attend to each step, to feel the earth beneath his feet. The pain was not his enemy, but the map that led him to the grove. The gardener smiled and said, "Warmth without rigor would have left you unguided. Rigor without warmth would have made you resent the path. But together, that is how we find the sweetness." Structure and technique. The map and the path. In complex systems, structure and fluidity are not opposites but partners in a dance. Here's how to practice it. 1. The map. Create a clear structure, whether it's a plan, a system, or a map of your life. This is the rigor part, the framework that gives direction. Example, in facilitation, outline the agenda, roles, and goals. But don't cling to it like a script. 2. The path. Walk the path with openness. Adapt when needed, but stay attuned to the map's purpose. Example, if a conversation veers off topic, gently steer it back, but listen if the detour reveals deeper truths. 3. The dance. The magic happens in the interaction between map and path. Here, warmth, openness, curiosity meets rigor, clarity, accountability. Practice. Try gentle accountability in your next meeting or project. Hold others to high standards with kindness and yourself to warmth without losing focus. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Warmth without gibness. Warmth without gibness, the art of engaging deeply with complexity, balancing compassion, rigor, and sincerity, without succumbing to superficiality, gibness. It is the space where pain is not avoided but met with both heart and mind, where humility does not demean but illuminates, and where structure serves fluidity rather than constrains it. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where in your life do you feel the tension between warmth and rigor? How might you honor both? 2. Middle searing. What pain have you avoided because it felt too uncomfortable to face with both heart and mind? What would happen if you danced with it instead of fighting it? 3. End. How might you redefine your path so that warmth and rigor become inseparable, like roots and leaves, or a map and the territory? The body, centered on Lila. Lila is not just play, it is the fun within evolutionary intelligence, the third factor in emergent systems. It is the mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction, but it is not magic. It is the way reality moves through cleared apertures, healing as a property of complexity itself. Healing is not an act of a self, but a process that happens through us when we clear the apertures, those spaces where structure and fluidity, rigor and warmth meet. Every tradition, every map, is a mirror of what we already are. The work is not to become something new, but to see clearly what has always been here. Pain is not an obstacle to Lila, it is part of its dance. Humility is not self-deprecation, but the courage to see that the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size when viewed from the place before form. Rigor without warmth is a skeleton. Warmth without rigor is a ghost. But warmth with rigor? That is where Lila thrives, where play becomes work, and work becomes joy. This is the real mechanism of transcend and include facilitation, aligning with complexity's own logic. It is not about transcending pain, but about seeing that pain is part of the path. It is not about including everything blindly, but about clearing apertures so that what is already here can flow through. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Pain is the price of play. Avoid it and you miss Lila's dance. 2. Rigor without warmth is a skeleton. Warmth without rigor is a ghost. 3. Humility is not self-deprecation but seeing the map and the territory together. 4. The law of attraction is not magic, it's the play of cleared apertures in reality. 5. Healing is not an act of the self, but a property of reality moving through you. 6. Every tradition is a mirror. Clearing the aperture reveals what you already are. 7. Play is the work. Align with real complexity, and Lila will show you the way. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible. Reflect on balance. Prompt. Recall a time when you balanced warmth and rigor, perhaps in teaching, mentoring, or leading a team. What made it effective? How did you feel? Reflection. Notice the emotions that arose. Did you feel confident but not arrogant? Kind but not soft? 2. Deepening. Gentle accountability. Practice. In your next conversation where accountability is needed, e.g., giving feedback, setting boundaries, pair your words with both warmth and rigor. Example, I value your work on this project, and that's why I need to share some concerns about X. Let's explore how we can strengthen it together. Reflection. How did the other person respond? Did you feel a shift in your own energy? 3. Advanced. Mapping your systems. Task. Create a living map of one area of your life, e.g., work, relationships, personal growth. Include the structure, rules, roles, goals. The fluidity, how it adapts or resists change. A dance note. Where do you see the interaction between them? Where is their tension? Integration. How might this map help you navigate challenges with more warmth and rigor? Citations. Citation needed. Research on dissipative structures in healing processes. Citation needed. Santa Anna's work on living systems theory or developmental systems. Citation needed. Studies on autopoiesis and self-organization in complex systems. Citation needed. Original sources on cleared apertures as a metaphor for healing. This feels complete and cohesive. It starts with a poetic tuning fork, moves through a parable that embodies the teaching, then ground into structure and technique before diving deeper into definitions and questions. The body centers on Lila, and the aphorisms and exercises provide practical takeaways. Citations are marked where needed. I'll double-check for flow and consistency with the book's themes, Lila, Transcend and Include, Evolutionary Intelligence. Everything seems to tie back to that. The voice is rigorous but warm, architectural yet humble, like Santa Anna as described. One thing, I used Gibness in the title and definition, which might need a footnote or explanation if it's not common terminology. Maybe define it briefly here. Gibness, a term coined to describe superficial warmth or rigor that lacks depth or sincerity. But since it's part of the luminous definition, I'll leave it as is. It's a neologism that fits the book's style. Final check. Does this stand alone but also fit into the larger book? Yes, because it teaches about balancing warmth and rigor in facilitation while tying it to Lila and complexity science. It's practical exercises, but also philosophical, haiku, parable, aphorisms. Okay, I think this is ready. Manifesto for Transcend and Include Facilitators. Tuning Fork. Haiku. Reality plays. Lila dances on the edge of form. Healing swims through us.
Good.
Facilitation is not about giving answers. It's about creating the conditions where questions find their way to solutions. Emmanuel Santa Anna, Evolving Lila. Note, if this quote needs a citation, I'll mark it as citation needed and verify later. Parable, the orchard and the storm. In an ancient orchard, the trees stood tall, their branches intertwined, creating a canopy that sheltered the ground below. Among them was an elder oak, wise and patient, who had seen many seasons. One day, a fierce storm swept through the valley, its winds howling with relentless force. The younger trees, still flexible from their youth, bent with the gusts but did not break. The elder oak, though older and stiffer, found itself at the mercy of the storm's wrath. It groaned under the weight of the rain and the force of the wind, its branches cracking under the strain. But the orchard was more than just individual trees. It was a system, a network of roots that connected them all beneath the soil. As the storm raged, the younger trees leaned into it, their roots intertwining with those of the elder oak, providing support where it was needed most. The elder oak, in turn, offered shade and shelter to the smaller plants around it, creating microclimates that buffered the impact of the storm. When the storm passed, the orchard stood transformed. The younger trees had grown stronger, their roots deepened by the struggle. The elder oak, though battered, had found balance, its branches no longer brittle but resilient, shaped by the wind's song. Together, they formed a more robust and diverse ecosystem than before. The storm had not destroyed them, it had refined them. And in that refinement, they had transcended their individual limits, becoming something greater than the sum of their parts. But the orchard was not just about survival, it was also about growth. The storm had brought not only challenge, but also opportunity. The fallen branches became compost, nourishing new life beneath the soil. The trees that had leaned into the wind now bore fruit in abundance, their branches heavy with the sweet promise of harvest. And so, the orchard thrived, not because it resisted the storm, but because it danced with it. It transcended its own limitations by including the very forces that sought to test it. In that dance, it found harmony, growth, and a deeper expression of life itself. Structure and technique. Simple, universal practices that scale over time. Facilitation is both an art and a science, a practice that must be grounded in universal principles while remaining adaptable to the unique complexities of each system. Here are 7 foundational practices that scale over time, whether you are facilitating a small team or a large organizational shift. 1. Anchor in presence. Begin each session by grounding yourself and the group in the present moment. This can be as simple as sharing one word that encapsulates your current state or taking 3 deep breaths together. Presence is the foundation of all facilitation. 2. Weave inclusion. Ensure that every voice is heard, not just in turn, but in layers, surface level, deeper emotions, and systemic insights. Techniques like I feel when you because can draw out nuanced contributions and create a tapestry of perspectives. 3. Embrace tension. Acknowledge and work with the tensions within the group or system. Name them gently. This tension between X and Y feels significant and holds space for their resolution through dialogue or creative expression, e.g., drawing movement. Tensions are not obstacles. They are the raw material of growth. 4. Play with boundaries. Introduce playful constraints to spark creativity, time limits, physical boundaries, e.g., standing in a circle, or role reversals. This mirrors the playful nature of Lila while maintaining rigor. Play is not frivolity. It's how complex systems learn. 5. Narrate emergence. As patterns emerge, gently guide the group to tell their own story. Ask, what is this system saying it needs? Or how would you describe your journey so far? Narrative helps systems make sense of their own evolution. 6. Scale through reflection. End each session with a reflection that asks, where did we transcend our usual ways of being? Where did we include what was previously excluded? This reinforces the practice over time and deepens learning. 7. Adapt to complexity. Regularly check whether your facilitation is matching the complexity of a system, simple, complicated, complex, or chaotic. Adjust techniques accordingly, always moving toward inclusion and transcendence. Rigor without humility becomes dogma. Humility without rigor collapses into chaos. These practices are designed to be simple enough to start with, but deep enough to scale as facilitators grow in experience and systems become more intricate. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Transcend and include facilitation. A practice rooted in complexity science where facilitation moves beyond binary thinking, either slash or, to embrace both slash and transcending limitations while fully including all parts of a system. It honors the playfulness of Lila, the evolutionary intelligence that emerges when systems dance at the edge of order and chaos. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. What is one small way you have already transcended your usual boundaries to include something new or unexpected in your life or work? 2. Middle. Searing where in your system, be it personal, professional, or ecological, are you still clinging to old structures that no longer serve the whole? How might you begin to release them with playfulness rather than fear? 3. End. If your facilitation practices were a river, how would you describe its current flow? Where does it widen into a lake of inclusion, and where does it rush through narrow canyons of constraint? The body, the actual teaching, centered on Lila. Lila is not just the playful dance of reality. It is the mechanism by which complex systems evolve beyond their initial constraints while fully including all their parts. As facilitators, our role is to embody this playfulness, not as frivolity, but as a rigorous engagement with the edge between order and chaos. Evolutionary intelligence. Evolutionary intelligence is not linear progression. It is the emergent property of systems that adapt through self-organization. Facilitators who align with Lila do not impose solutions, but create conditions where solutions emerge naturally. This requires cleared apertures, spaces, physical, emotional, or conceptual, where new possibilities can arise without being blocked by old habits or fears. Play as methodology, approaching problems with a beginner's mind, experimenting without attachment to outcomes. Humility and rigor, holding strong visions while remaining open to the wisdom of the system. This is where architecture, structure, meets fluidity, emergence. Healing as a property of reality. Healing is not an act performed by the self, but a property that moves through systems when apertures are cleared. Facilitators who understand this do not heal others. They create environments where healing can occur naturally, like water flowing through rocks to carve new paths. Every tradition is a mirror. All traditions, whether scientific, spiritual, or cultural, are mirrors reflecting the same underlying reality. The work of Transcend and Include facilitation is to see these reflections clearly and use them to navigate complexity without getting lost in any one mirror's distortions. Aligned with complexity science, Transcend and Include facilitation draws from self-organ.